I'm Samantha Slater, Vice President of Government Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association. On behalf of the members of the RFA, I would like to thank you for maintaining the 15 billion gallon requirement for conventional biofuels in the 2019 RVO proposal. However, given the recent wave of secret small refiner exemptions granted by the EPA, we unfortunately do not trust that the rule will actually require 15 billion gallons of conventional renewable fuel blending in 2019. And by failing to remedy the harm done by other recent EPA actions on the RFS, the proposed rule for 2019 RFS blending requirements is yet another blow to America's farmers and ethanol producers. The proposed rule comes in the wake of 2.25 billion ethanol equivalent gallons of demand destructed by illegal waivers to small refineries, and no commitment that EPA is changing its approach to granting these exemptions. Thus, the proposal means nothing until EPA reallocates those lost gallons and sets forth a more transparent and rational process that assures small refinery waivers are not abused or granted unnecessarily. Interagency review documents show that EPA was planning to do the right thing by reallocating volumes from expected small refiner exemptions. The documents reveal that EPA believed this reallocation approach was necessary in order to meet the clear intent of the law. However, the reallocation measures were ultimately removed just days before the proposal was released. Unfortunately, this RVO proposal is a missed opportunity to address the flawed and opaque small refinery waiver process. EPA again missed an opportunity in this proposal to address the disparate treatment of E10 and E15 with regard to volatility regulations. The president has called the RVP barrier unnecessary and ridiculous and directed the agency to fix the problem. These gasoline volatility regulations are exactly the kind of job-killing EPA regulations that need reform. In closing, we strongly urge that EPA's final rule adjust the 2019 RVO percentages to effectively reallocate projected small refiner exemptions, address the court-ordered remand, and include a plan for restoring the 500 million gallons missing from the 2016 RVO, establish RVP parity for E15 and higher blends immediately, and lay out a plan for reallocating the renewable fuel blending volumes lost to small refiner exemptions in 2016, 2017, and 2018 compliance years. Such actions would finally begin to repair the damage done to ethanol and corn by EPA's recent actions on the RFS. The RFA appreciates the opportunity to appear before you today. Thank you.